Welcome to an encore podcast presentation from Forbes Books at ForbesBooks.com. If you're in business and you're successful, you've probably heard the term EOS, short for Entrepreneurial Operating System. Greg Stebbin from Forbes Books recently went to the Women's President's Organization 2017 International Conference in Orlando. He talked with two EOS implementers, Sue Hawks, the CEO of Yes, and Marissa Smith with Same Page Leadership. Let's hear what Sue and Marissa have to say about EOS.
So, how does one become an EOS implementer?
Well, the easiest way to do it is to sign up to go to something we call boot camp. So we're all professionally trained, and we go to Detroit, and we work directly with the EOS Worldwide coaching team to learn how to be our best as implementers, and then we just get going and
build a business,
right? So everybody's very entrepreneurial. Most of us have owned our own businesses. Previously, I had a marketing company that I actually still own, and we ran it on EOS for 4 years, and using the entrepreneurial operating system is what helped me get out of the day-to-day, and I turned it over to my leadership team, so they run the company now, and now I'm able to do I'm passionate about.
So in your case, you actually used, a user. Mm-hmm. Before you became an implementer.
Correct, right.
Is that also true for you?
It was not, but my business does absolutely run on it. I think for the majority of us, what you would find is we run our companies on it because we believe so strongly in it, and it would be hypocritical otherwise. But part of why we're at WPO, what's great about Marissa and I is we're unique that way in that I've been with WPO for 15 years, so almost since the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And Marissa being a member because of that business, we met actually at EOS at our quarterly collaborative exchanges when we go back for our training, because part of maintaining that certification is continuous learning and helping one another, which fosters this incredible collaborative spirit. And the thing, again, that's unique is everyone in there is a high-powered, you know, both trainer and salesperson, which is a very unique combo. And that collaborative part permeates the culture, even though we're all independent, which is a phenomenon you don't see many places.
Oh, right.
So it's pretty amazing.
So it's interesting to me that the name is an operating system. And I'm assuming that that was not an accident.
It was not an accident, right.
But of course, when we generally think of operating system, we think of
computers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Microsoft Windows is, in your life. Okay. Yeah. And Mac. But I mean, how does that analogy, it is an analogy, correct? How does that analogy work in the world of
It's a great question.
Well, I would say, I think operating system is really another word for a language, a common language. Mm-hmm. And so when you're talking about computers, you want all of the programs running on your computer to be using a common language so that they can operate efficiently. The same is true with your business. A lot of times what we find is inside business, people are talking about the same thing, but they're using different language. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of energy is wasted because there's a lack of clarity, and a lot of people are you're talking at cross purposes. And so what EOS does is just, it gets everybody using the same tools, the same language, the same system, and it just makes everything much more efficient as a result of that. And that's really where the analogy comes from.
And the thing that I would add is there's 6 key components to it. There's vision, there's people, there's data, there's issues, there's process, there's traction. And the book that it's from is called Traction. And with those 6 key components, they work as a holistic system, working those areas of your business. Because as Gino Wickman, the author of the book, honed and refined this, these 6 components all need to be addressed. And it's no more complex than that, even when you're being hit with 136 issues in any given day. Is that a people thing? Is that something we need to take to a meeting? Is it something that we need to design a new process around? Oh, we need more data. We've got to get in and get the numbers. Oh, you know what? It's not in our strategy. We've got to address that the next time the leadership team's together. And so it's a lot about functioning holistically as a leadership team, because what we find working with people is often they're great leaders, they're growth-oriented, they're nimble, they're smart, they're overcommitted, they're overworked, but they also don't function as a team.
Yes.
And so it's how do you get these independent, great, competent, smart people to work cohesively as a unit? So I often say we move them from being a team of leaders to a leadership team.
If I'm listening and I have a company and I'm intrigued by this idea, but frankly also frightened by it, because it is kind of intimidating. How do I know if this is something I should be thinking about? And B, if it's something I decide to embrace, what is that process going to look like?
Well, you can find out a lot of information on the website. So it's eosworldwide.com. Mm-hmm. And everything that we're talking about is explained there. There's a ton of videos on our YouTube channel. You can download all of the tools that are part of the operating system for free. You can buy a copy of Traction by Gino Wickman, which explains, it's basically the how-to manual of EOS. And there's several other books that cover different components of EOS as well. So you can get yourself educated there. But the best way to do it is to contact a professional implementer.
Like
and
Marissa.
Like me or like Sue.
Well, thank you.
Like Sue. And any of us, any of the professional and certified implementers will do a free 90-minute meeting for anybody who's interested in EOS.
That's
the standard thing. Yep,
okay.
We'll all do it. And what we do is we come in and we give an overview to the leadership team of what it looks like to be strong in all six key components so that you can kind of picture what done looks like.
Yes.
And decide if it's what you want. And if it is, then we explain, you know, how you move forward in the process. But, yeah.
And to add to that, what I would say is most people come to us when they're having one of five common frustrations. So there's one, you know, where it feels out of control, where the business is happening to you. You're not having it conduct what you want in life. So if you've ever felt that way, it's a good start. Second thing is if your people are frustrating you, if you've ever had any people challenges, which I think everybody does, seems like they just don't listen, that's the second one. Another one is,
when you feel like nothing's working.
Nothing's working. You're trying it. You're reading the books. You're at these great conferences, and you're coming back, and you become a flavor of the month kind of business. It could be you're hitting the ceiling, which is our jargon for you're stuck. And as an organization, you might have hit some sort of plateau. I'm forgetting one of them.
A lot of times, too, it just feels hard.
Profit. When you're not getting, and I always say, of course, why wouldn't I think of that? When you don't feel your return on investment, when you feel like you're working so hard and it's just not coming back in time and money, those are the five really common times where entrepreneurs, and they're running great businesses.
Yes.
So none of our clients are broken businesses.
Right.
It is a thing where you're going, we keep trying to get to that next thing, whatever it might be, what we want, and you're stuck.
Yes.
Right.
So someone might hear about this and have the idea that they're going to read the book Traction and do it themselves. Are there people that successfully do this themselves?
There are lots of people. We call that self-implementing.
Okay.
And there are people who do that who decided that they, you know, want to do it themselves. And there is an online system called Basecamp that has all kinds of videos and downloadable tools so you can do it. And so there are people who do that. What many people find, though, is it takes a little bit longer to do it that way because it is difficult to be objective in your own business. And sometimes having an outside person come in and run those sessions, they've kind of seen everything at this point. We are all very experienced with being in the room and facilitating.
And I'm going to ask you about the everything thing.
But you can do it.
If you wanted to do you called it self-implementation, it seems to me that one of the things you're losing by not bringing in an implementer like you is you're beginning a relationship that's going to be so valuable down the road because you were there at the beginning. Whereas if I do it myself, I'm probably going to spend a lot of time getting you up to speed when I need you, and I'm going to need you anyway, so why not get that relationship starting now?
Right. Yeah. You know, the other thing I talk about sometimes, too, is that the science of EOS is straightforward in many ways. You know, when you think about the six key components and the tools, but the art of how to apply it and when to do certain things and how exactly to implement some of the tools and you know, bring your team together, that takes a lot of practice and expertise to do. And so it can be difficult to, again, remain objective and implement.
Well, and I think, you know, from now I'm looking at this as an outsider, but it seems to me that, you know, smart business people build teams and they delegate. And it seems to me like if it's really all about pushing your business to the next level, what you ought to do is build your team out with an implementer and delegate, because otherwise you're going to spend a lot of time trying to do something you don't have to do.
Well, the thing I would add to it is I've worked with a lot of teams that self-implemented and then came to say, hey, we're stuck somewhere. And the common thread that I see, and people make progress. They make incredible progress, whether you just do the book, whether you do the book and Basecamp, whatever that combo is, they always improve. But you're a fish in water in your own business. It's most common for self-implementing companies, I find, to avoid the things they need to do the most because they're the hardest and the most painful. And we as outsiders, because we aren't part of... You know, again, are very open, honest, and vulnerable with the teams, where we just will look them in the eye and say, why are you doing it that way? And ask some key questions.
You don't have
where
any
they have
emotional
to
con- no, right. historical
neutral.
Baggage. Yeah.
And so we challenge those things. And oftentimes, and I will say almost always, we get them where they aren't willing to go without us there, because it's human nature to avoid pain.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the pain is where we're there for. Yeah. And what you find is, what you're thinking about it is way worse than actually dealing with it.
Yeah, often the case.
Yeah.
So the last question I want to ask both of you, and I'm talking with Melissa Smith and Sue Hawks, they're both EOS implementers. Can you tell me about a really great success story you've had where you implemented EOS and boy, like the stories are so great?
So many.
There are a lot.
Well, I've been working with the company for almost, this is our fourth year now that we've been working together. And in the beginning, it was the owner and me, basically, as the leadership team. He didn't have a leadership team. It was him, and he had 47 employees, but everything ran through him. He was just in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, he said, I'm never going to be able to scale beyond this because I'm the bottleneck. I have to find people inside the organization. And so, you know, we worked together to clarify his vision and the core values and all that. And from there, he was able to pick certain people inside the organization who were right to elevate onto the leadership team, recruit new people who fit the values and the mindset for a growth-oriented company. And now he's got four full-time leadership team members. I think they're about 50% bigger than they were when they started it. They've been on the Inc. 5000 three times. He was one of the Entrepreneur of the Year, Ernst & Young candidates. So it's really neat now to go into their company, and they've got the core values on the wall, and you know, the energy is just very different than it was back then. It feels like a company, and there's a team instead of the owner and his, you know, staff.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's changed his life.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
And you, Sue?
It's hard to choose. I mean, that's really true. But I think of someone who's here because we're here. I had a whole bunch running through my head while you were talking. And one of the women that's here, she and her brother took their company from their father. Their father had been running the company. So when they came in for their 90-minute meeting, Dad was like, I'm ready to be on the board. You know, I'm ready to transition. And he really was, which is half the battle. And she came in, and through their beginning of the work, first it was just her meeting with me, then her brother, who has an MBA and had outside business experience. She grew up in the company.
Yes.
They are now running the company. They have grown. They've doubled since we started working together. We've been together. They've graduated. I see them once a year now, because our object of our game is to work with a company on average about 2 years and work ourselves out of companies, not get deeper in. And it's so gratifying because they're running their own sessions. I was just talking to her prior to this interview, and she said, you know, it's still sticky at points. If we need a kick in the butt, we'll call you for an extra session. But she said, we never thought we'd be here. Their leadership team has transitioned, so the people who got them here, now they have some more professional leaders. And it's a family business story where I just have to say the obvious, and that family businesses are the hardest ones to work for usually. And it was tough, but it was fabulous, and they're an incredible success story. And she's now going to be a platinum member for WPO, which is you know, they're in the double-digit millions, and they're trying to decide how much bigger they want to get. And it's really a choice rather than, we're going to grow, we're going to grow, we're going to... They're very thoughtful and consistent because the system has everything in place. But she's here, and she never would have left for this conference.
Right.
She wanted to be here, and now she's saying, can I add in another, you know, level of chapters because I can be gone, much like Marissa. So we have lots of those, and it's the best part of our job. I look up and I can get teary about the things that happen because people get their life back.
Yes, yes. That's a really powerful way to end a story about somebody. So tell us how someone listening could reach each of you.
Well, there's an implementer directory. It's the www.eosimplementers.com, where both of us have listings, and you can find an implementer in your local area. I have my own website, which is www.marissa-smith.com.
And it's S-M-I-T-H.
S-M-I-T-H. Yes. And Sue, you have?
And I have Sue@SayYes, or my website, same thing. It's info@sayyes. No, that's the website address.
That's an email address.
It's an email. I'm bad. Yeah.
S-A-Y-Y-E-S-S.
Yeah. So it's www.sayyes.com. I haven't even been to
it. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, Sue Hawks.
That was harder than it had to be.
Well, Sue Hawks and Marissa Smith, thanks so much for joining us. It's really a great sort of introduction to EOS and how it works and how to get started. And I think a lot of people are going to find this to be very valuable.
Thank you so much for making time.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for listening to this Encore podcast presentation from Forbes Books at ForbesBooks.com.